KO4CM Mobile. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Andrew. Happy Friday. KN4GFW.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. It's supposed to be a pretty day. Warm.
Yeah, it's supposed to be bumping 90, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely something like that. I just hope I don't have a bunch of call-ins.
For a nice three-day weekend.
Oh, yeah. This is, we got their bonus checks and whatnot, so it's going to be a nice Friday. Who knows who's going to call in today.
Yeah, they should give out bonus checks on Monday.
Yeah, I know, or make it go in your account Saturday or something. I don't know. But we'll see. I hope I don't have any. What you got planned for the weekend?
I think I got to run down to Anderson and pick up a grandkid for to spend the weekend, but we got a stove being, a gas stove being delivered on Saturday sometime. Season picked it up.
You might actually have a little bit of a busy weekend.
Yeah, it might be. Hopefully it won't be too bad.
Man, I got me a light in for going camping. I think it's like Bougie RV or something like that. It's like a telescoping light. You know, I see advertising for and stuff like that, but I don't know. I figured I'd give it a shot. That thing come in yesterday. I like it. It was about 4 foot tall. It's got little lights all over it that you can swivel. It's really neat.
Yeah, copy that. You going camping this weekend?
No, we got a few more weeks. I wanted to go ahead and get it in. You know, you can't ever have enough lights and stuff like that for the evening. I got some that you can kind of hang from areas, but this one's on a little tripod, so I figured I'd give it a shot. That way you can sit around the picnic table or something in the evening and have a little bit of light.
Yeah, roger that. You don't use a Coleman lantern with some white gas?
No, I never have. I've used to use them with my dad whenever I was growing up going camping, but that or the propane. I've never really used one of those. Most of the time, the LEDs are. I've got like a Lumi light or something like that. It's like a blow up light. You know, those things work pretty good, but I don't know. I just wanted something a little different. Hopefully, can light the campsite up more. Since it goes up to 4 foot telescoping, I figured it did really well. But it was a pretty bright little light.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, we try to not have much light so we can see the stars.
Yeah, right. If you definitely go somewhere where you can see them, it's worthwhile. Not great at the beach, but you know, we'll go camping sometimes, and I figured it'll be good for the Boy Scouts as well, because the boys will go and they'll sit around the picnic table or something. End of the evening when it gets dark, you might not have a light. So I figured it'd be something I could use between family camping and Boy Scout camping. But I got it in yesterday. I was trying it out. I was pretty impressed with it.
Yeah, we were at the beach sitting in the dark by the camper watching the stars. Susan about got ran over by a raccoon.
Now that was a heck of a story to get to tell.
He about stepped on her feet. I mean, he was close. He could have reached out and touched him.
Yeah, that's crazy. Shoot, the downside is, like, when you go down to, like, Myrtle, it's so bright, you don't get to see a whole lot. But, you know, I've explored some of these other beaches and whatnot. Would be really nice, like, what is it, Huntington Island State Park or something. That would be really neat.
Yeah, we're down in Edisto in November. And, man, last time I was down there, there was raccoons all over the place.
I believe it. I've seen them in the campgrounds and stuff. I don't see them much in Lakewood, around the camping areas, but when we used to stay at Ocean Lakes, man, they'd be all over the top of the houses and stuff like that. You'd hear stuff scratching at the roof, and it'd be raccoons on top of the roof walking.
Yeah, we're going to be up in Raleigh for Easter. We're you on visiting Susan's mom. Nah, we're just driving up there. Our first scheduled camper trip is going to be to Stone Mountain for 4th of July.
I think that's going to be an awesome trip. I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah, we bought our tickets for the drone show and the laser light show and the fireworks, but it says they have fireworks every night, the whole week of the 4th, so you should be able to see them from the campground because the campground's just across the lake from it.
You can sell it outside. You take the dog with you.
Yeah, the one dog's scared. The other dog isn't too scared of it.
Yeah, mine aren't too bad when we go down to the beach. You know, you get people to shoot them off down there. And, you know, if they do it late at night, then they'll start barking and raising cane, and it's like, you just wish people would follow the rules.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen.
No, I don't think they ever will, but, yeah, Stone Mountain sounds pretty neat. Like I said, I've heard good things about the laser light show already from my oldest son who went down there. When they were down doing summer camp at Bird Adams. And, I mean, it'd be really neat. So I'm sure just add through that with fireworks and everything else. It's probably a great show.
Man, last time I was down there was probably 40 years ago, and the laser show was really good then, so I can only imagine how it'd be this time.
Yeah, you definitely think it'd improve a lot more in 40 years.
And I can't wait for my Colorado trip this summer.
That sounds like it'd be awesome. What are you going to be doing in Colorado?
Yeah, I need to spread my son's ashes out there.
Are you going back to where y'all used to live out there, or what are you going to do?
Yeah, we're going to go to Colorado Springs. We're going to... I think it's a total of 8 days. I split it up into 500 mile days. So I'm going to go to Paducah, Kentucky and stay at the KOA the first night. Then the second night we're in Topeka. And then the third night we're going to be in Colorado Springs. We'll spend 3 nights there. I booked 2 cabins for 3 nights. And then we'll do what I got to do. And then we'll do some sightseeing because my son's girlfriend hasn't ever been out there, so she's never been out of this time zone, so we're going to do that, and then after the third day, then we're going to go back to Topeka, and back to Paducah, and back here.
Yeah, 500 miles, y'all going to be driving, what, about 10, 12 hours a day?
Yeah, I hope it's not that much. The MapQuest, you know, says it's like 6 hours and something on one of them, and it's 7 hours on the other, because we're taking our cars, so we should be able to make decent time. And once you get out to Kansas, that sucker's just flat and straight.
And I guess if it's interstate travel and stuff like that, it won't be that bad either.
Yeah, it's going to be all interstate, except for maybe the last 50 miles in Colorado. I got to... I-70 goes into Denver, and I need to start going south.
Yeah, we'll probably make good time then.
I figure I'll get a couple of GMRS, program mine for GMRS, and then we can talk to each other during the ride.
It'll never be interesting as you're traveling.
Yeah, so all the travel arrangements and everything was only like $800.
Not bad for that kind of trip.
Yeah, the cabin's out in Colorado Springs. Of course, we got just the basics, you know, and it's like $62 a night.
Yeah, that's not a bad price at all.
Yeah, and a stove for my camper is like $85 a night. But fortunately, since I'm over 65, you get like a 35% discount.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. In discount, you get free money.
We're like 5 nights down there for like $200.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. I mean, I would highly recommend taking advantage of that, but I don't blame you, I would.
Yeah, we did. So I got November booked, but also got February of next year booked, because that's when the CCO is supposed to be the best.
Yeah, I want to at some point go to some of the obscure state parks in South Carolina at the beach, because I've heard some of them have some really good places, like the one you went to last year, I think it was, and you know, I just can't get the scouts to go, and it's hard to put all that together on a three-day weekend, or not even really a three-day weekend, a Friday evening and Saturday and Sunday. It's not much of a trip, but don't mind doing the family camping sometime like that.
Yeah, you need to go. Hunting Island is really nice. I mean, there's nothing there other than the wildlife, and it's nice. K4 GFW.
Yeah, I definitely think it'd be something to go and experience and check out. I just don't know if I'd want to do it tent camping or not with the wildlife the way it is. Wouldn't want anything clawing its way through my tent. I'd be, we'd be a little bit upset. K04CF.
Yeah, the first time I was down there in my camper, we weren't at one of the outer parking spots. We were in the interior, and the raccoon, he walked up about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and just opened up the cooler and helped himself.
I definitely believe that. I've heard those stories, reading reviews on, like, I think Huntington Island State Park is one of the ones that you hear a lot of that.
Yeah, there was a bunch of raccoons down there in Edisto. I know Edisto and Hunting Island, man, they're just all over the place. So, about to worry when we go out to Colorado Springs, there should be a bunch of skunks.
I think I'd rather have the raccoons.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. They were everywhere when I used to live out there.
That's crazy. I wonder why.
I don't know, they're just all over in the city. When we first moved out there, we were staying with friends, and one was headed over towards his chicken coop, and my dog popped off the chain, and man, she went over there and she just killed it, and it didn't get her. But then the next one she killed, it got her.
She probably never went after another one after that.
Yeah, I've come out in the morning to go to work, and you'd have to, there'd be one walking right straight for you, didn't see you, and you'd have to make some noise so he'd see you and veer off, or else before you knew it, he'd be right beside you.
That is pretty crazy. I mean, I've been hunting for years, and I've only seen one skunk, and it was walking beside the trail I was on, and thank God I stopped and waited so I could see it, because I didn't know it at the time, and it crossed the trail maybe 15 feet in front of me. If I'd have kept walking, we'd have run straight into each other.
Man, I ran into one out here at work. I come out of the locker room, and you go about 10 or 12 feet and take a right. And when I got to that right, geez, he was right there. He came up over the side of the bank, and he was just standing there. But then he just turned and walked away. It was a pretty one. He was almost all white.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Well, Ken, I'm getting off of my exit, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have a good weekend. Be safe on the rest of your way to work, and hopefully we'll holler at you Monday morning. KO4CF, and I will be clear on your phone.
All right, 7-3, Andrew. Have an awesome Friday and a good weekend, and we'll try to catch you back on Monday. KN4TFW, 7-3.
7-3, Andrew. Good morning. Ken, KO4HK.
Hey, good morning, Patrick. Hope your day's starting out well.
It is. Just a little slow.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. Slow pace is good. Especially with all this fast-paced stuff going on in the world.
Yeah, roger that. Enjoy it while you can.
Man, it's supposed to be bumping 90 down here today.
Did I lose again?
Nah, I'm kind of in just a little slight bad spot, but try me now.
Went on your trip. I heard you and Andrew talking about it.
One more time, something about the trip.
when are you going?
Yeah, we're going last week in July out to Colorado Springs.
Dead in the heat.
Yeah, but it won't be so hot out there. It probably will be in Kansas, but
I imagine so up there in dead flat. Not much else.
My son and his girlfriend are going to be following us. She's never been out of this time zone.
That ought to be interesting, then.
Yeah, it should be a fun trip. I mean, we're going to be going by the Arch in St. Louis and that, so it'll be a nice little trip. And we should be able to get to the campgrounds early enough to be able to relax and maybe swim in the pool.
I hope so. Hope you enjoy it.
And my oldest son's going to fly out there and meet us out there.
Well, that'll be good. I know you hadn't seen them in a while.
Well, actually, I saw him, back in December last year. He came down for his brother's birthday. And that, so I got to see him then, but we all ain't been together out in Colorado since, mid-90s.
Well, that sounds like a good time. I hope everything works out like you got it planned.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I got it all planned out. You know, it's tough to find, you know, all the spots you want to stop at and find rooms and everything. And I got it all planned out. And then he called me the next day and said, hey, we need to change the plans by a week.
That has to be fun to change.
Yeah, I jumped online and looked, and it looked like they had openings, but then I had to wait for them to open up and call them, and I got the first one swapped, got the second one swapped, and then Colorado didn't open until 11 o'clock our time, and so I got that swapped. Then I noticed that one of the others, the date got wrong, and so I had to go back and get that one swapped. It's like, man, fortunately it worked out.
Well, hopefully that's the only hiccup you have.
Yeah, as long as gasoline doesn't get up to $10 a gallon.
Or you can still get it.
Yeah, that's right. And, I figure it's going to take, out and back, it's going to take me at least 80 gallons.
Boy, that's going to be expensive.
Yeah, the fuel to get out there and back is going to be, you know, almost as much as the accommodation.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And it's really weird, you know, where when you're staying, it just depends on where you're staying at. You know, like in Colorado Springs, it's only $62 a night. But in Kansas, in the middle of nowhere, it's $82. And right there in Kentucky, I got a little bit bigger cabin for that one, and it was like $100.
Yeah, I was staying over in Pigeon Forge last weekend. It's amazing how much a motel room costs, and you're only there a couple hours a day.
Yeah, so I was looking. There's a KOA over by there. I think it's between, like, Cherokee and Pigeon Forge or whatever, but if you go during the week, it was only, like, $52 a night. Had an indoor pool and a hot tub.
Now, does the KOA have a membership fee?
I mean, we joined, it's $35 a year, and it gets you a 10% discount or whatever right off the bat, but then you can accumulate points and that, but it's not bad. You know, you can get a little cabin with it that has a restroom in it. We always choose the ones that don't. I like to go cheap and spend my money on something else.
That's really not bad, $35 a year, though.
Yeah, you only got to stay once or twice, and it's better. There's like three or four of them in the general area of Sevierville and Pigeon Forge.
Yeah, I might have to look into that.
Yeah, it's really good stuff, especially if you stay, like, some of them, if you stay during the week, like a Monday through Thursday, it's
usually probably about 30% off.
Yeah, really might have to check that out, because it's getting real expensive to stay anywhere anymore.
And like to, and I don't know why, but like to, but drive my camper up there, dang, the site for the camper costs the same amount as staying in the little cabin. And so it's just not worth it to drag it all the way up there and all the fuel and everything. So we just stay there in the cabin. You can rent sheets and that, linens for the cabin, but we just always bring our own.
Is there a cleaning fee afterward?
No, there ain't no cleaning fee. I mean, you're supposed to, they leave a broom and a dustpan there for you, you know, to sweep up and clean it up, but there's no other fee other than a pet fee.
Sorry, Ken, I was telling the wife goodbye.
I think we're going to do a couple of little getaways, you know what I mean? I got a bunch of vacation time anyway, do, you know, a couple of days during the week. It ain't going to be, shouldn't be crowded, and, you know, it'd be cooler up there, and it, for $50 a night or $60 a night, you can't hardly beat it.
Yeah, really? Not bad at all. As long as we can find fuel to get there and afford it.
The only thing, they have an app, a KOA app. You can get it, you know, put it on your phone and you can look at it. I mean, there's thousands of them across the U.S. But then they have special weekends where, you know, get stay Friday and get Saturday free, stuff like that. But you can't hardly beat it.
I don't think I've ever stayed at a KOA.
Yeah, so they have three different levels of KOA. They got, like, it's called Holiday, Journey, and Resort. And, of course, the resort, it's got a bunch of amenities. Some of them got huge water parks on them and stuff like that. Like, the one in Colorado Springs has a water park on it. But then some of them are just, like, you know, not a lot of amenities, but just for you to park there for, because you're traveling, and then some of them are, you're parked there because you're visiting local attractions.
KO4HX. Yeah, I can look a little more into that and see about taking advantage of it.
When I was looking at up there in Cherokee, it had, let's say, it had a cafe on site, an indoor and an outdoor pool, hot tubs, and that it just looked like a good place to just chill out and relax, get away from everything.
I'm surprised the wife didn't know more about them, because her family was big into camping when she was younger.
I didn't catch all that, sorry.
I said I was surprised the wife doesn't know more about the KOA or want to do that, since her family was big into camping as she was growing up.
It kind of makes it nice, especially if you're traveling far. Like, you know, we're going out to Colorado, going to hit one in Kentucky, hit one in Topeka, and then stay at the one out in Colorado, and then do the reverse on the way back. So, I mean, and they're all over the place. Where was I looking at? There was one out by about 30 minutes from Yellowstone out west. It was only like about $70 a night.
That'd be neat to go out to stay out there and go to Yellowstone.
Yeah, me and Susan thinking about next year maybe doing a 2-week trip or so and just doing that like we're doing here, you know, ride a little bit, stay. If I don't do it next year, I'll at least try to do it when I retire. Maybe take a month or so.
You gonna have to get back on your radio before then.
Why is that?
That way we can keep track of you.
I'll have to get the, for some reason, on my, like, my Anytone, the ATRF, just doesn't seem like it works real good.
The Anytone's an APRS, and it's not a good thing. So I wouldn't even put any effort into really that. Buy you a little hotspot. That way you can use it when you have internet access to talk to us. You can get one for $100. Not real expensive. Or you can get back into HF.
Yeah, usually when I travel, I don't take my HF with me, but I might, you know, after I retire, take it with me. Because I wouldn't mind, you know, setting up at the campground when you're just not doing anything.
Yeah. And like I said, the Anytone with the little hotspot, I use mine sometimes. It works great if you've got a group that you know people that can do it, or if you have a repeater close by that has the same talk group on it. It works really nice then.
Yeah, copy that. My next antenna project is a TV antenna. Problem is channel 13's repeater is up there by you. And the other ones are, you know, down here in Greenville, and the angle's wrong, but I found an antenna yesterday that should work.
Well, I can't get any over-the-air TV where I'm at.
Yeah, I was messing with this the other day, and when I put it back up, it's like 13 came in, but then I lost, I think it was 21.
You might have to get you one of those little RCA rotators.
Now, this antenna has two like big, let's say, 2-foot by 3-foot plates on it. And, but they're both on separate little arms, and so you can turn one to one angle and another one to the other angle and pick up multiple stations that way. So the guy said it works really good.
Yeah, I've seen those folded dipole, basically, is what they are. And then you can aim them. That's what a lot of repeaters are using is quad bay folded dipoles, so they can aim one north, east, south, and west.
Yeah, copy that. Up here in Spartanburg, there's an electronic store, kind of like a gigantic Radio Shack. And then it's one of the few that's still left. They have about everything.
What's the name of that place?
It's called Harley's.
Harley's? Like in the bike Harley?
Yeah, Roger.
Okay, I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, it's right over there, not just down from Heron Circle, if you know where that is. Like you're headed back down towards Spartanburg.
Oh, yeah, I know where that's at. Run across a Radio Shack this past weekend over in Sevierville, right downtown.
Hey, I didn't think there was any of them around, but yeah, work sent me over there yesterday for, I needed about a 6-inch fan to go on a motor drive, and they had it, and it was going to be 24 volts, and they had it. They have all kinds of stuff in there. It's amazing.
Well, it's nice to know there's still a place like that around.
Yeah, you know where the Spartanburg Ham Radio Club is?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's about a couple hundred yards down from it.
But I'm sure if I put it into Google, it can find it for me.
Oh, yeah, it's called Harley's, just like the motorcycle. But I'm here in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. You, Miss Elise, have an awesome weekend and a safe one, and maybe I'll catch you back here on Monday. KN4 TFW.
Ken, you have a safe day at work, and you and Miss Susan have a great weekend. And like you say, catch you Monday morning, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.